WTAW News Time, 5 minutes after 8. The temperature is 75. Details of the Brazos Valley weather follows the news brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merry Maids, relax, it's done. I'm Bill Oliver. Congressman Bill Forrest received applause multiple times last night during his town hall meeting at Rutter High School in Bryan.
Mary Ann said, in what way do you plan to introduce impeachment procedures for our president, Barack Obama?
The audience became the most vocal when Forrest tried to explain why it was futile to try and impeach the president.
You have to be careful. If you want to divide the country on something like that, do you want to further divide the country? So, if you try and fail, are you willing to put Nancy Pelosi back in the Speaker? I'm not.
Forrest answered more than 40 questions, most dealing with Obamacare, immigration, and Syria. A recording online, along with the talking points from last night's town hall meeting at WTAW.com. The Aggie Expressway is another step closer to reality. A&M System Chancellor John Sharp announced the Transportation Commission has given the green light to the toll road from Navasota to the Highway 249 extension towards Intercontinental Airport.
It'll be a huge asset to all of Brazos County, and particularly Texas A&M and folks that are moving from Houston. We'll be able to say to visiting people and our prospective professors and others that we'll be about an hour from Houston Intercontinental Airport as opposed to what we have right now.
Responding to landowners in Grimes County along the route who are opposed, Sharp says it's the best thing for A&M.
Everybody has their right to be opposed to it. I mean, I don't blame someone that has a farm or a ranch that they may be losing some land to, but you know, that happened with I-45, it happened with Highway 6.
Sharp says when he talked to toll road officials earlier this year, they expected the project to be completed in 5 years. Before watching the Aggies beat the hell out of Sam Houston, the A&M System Regents hold a special meeting tomorrow morning. Estimated to take 15 minutes, Regents will consider two building projects on the flagship campus. One involves the development of new student housing, and the other a new research and laboratory complex. No details of either proposal have been released. A&M expects thousands to attend tonight's memorial service for Reveille 7. The program starts at 7:30 at Reed Arena. There's free parking after 5 in selected lots around the arena. The 12-year-old American collie, who died May 30th at the age of 12, retired in 2008 after serving 7 years. Tonight's program features a video tribute and a performance by the singing cadets. Among those in attendance will be the current First Lady of Aggieland, Reveille 8. An A&M student from Georgetown has been arrested for sexual assault. 19-year-old Shane Jasek remains jailed following his arrest last night. University police was contacted last Sunday by a local hospital. That led to interviewing the victim, who reported she was sexually assaulted in her residence hall earlier in the day by a known acquaintance. A Bryan woman's been convicted by a federal court jury in Houston in a case of health care fraud. 42-year-old Yolanda Nolan was found guilty of receiving $750,000 in fraudulent Medicare and Medicaid claims from two companies called Yellowbone that sold durable medical equipment. Trial evidence also showed that Nolan paid kickbacks to a large number of recruiters in return for the referral of beneficiaries. A co-defendant, 50-year-old Carla Parnell, testified against Nolan. Parnell had pleaded guilty earlier this year to working for Nolan while still receiving Social Security disability benefits. Nolan is scheduled to be sentenced in December. The maximum punishment, 65 years and a fine of $250,000. Bryan police has announced arrest warrants have been issued for two men from a carjacking and bank robbery 5 weeks ago. Photos are online at WTAW.com. Accused of taking part of the July 30th armed robbery at the Commerce National Bank on East 29th is 42-year-old Brian Champion of Houston. Accused of both the armed robbery and a carjacking on Oaklawn before the holdup is 27-year-old Eric Portis Jr. of Calvert. He's the one that eluded law enforcement in Hearn and Calvert earlier this week. Both men are believed to be in the Houston area. It's the first time the person in charge of a fishing tournament in Texas has been arrested by the Parks and Wildlife Department. A former Bryan College Station resident accused of stealing prize money from a bass tournament last year on Lake Sam Rayburn. 44-year-old Michael Shane McLeod was being held in the Jasper County Jail without bond. Game wardens in Texas arrested McLeod with assistance from authorities in Florida. The criminal investigation began after cash prizes were not paid from the 2012 Big Bass Mania Tournament. And southeast of Houston in League City, police say a six-month-old girl has died after spending the day in the back seat of her father's hot car. Father had taken his older children to school, went home to get his work vehicle, and forgot the child in his personal car. WTAW News Time, 10 minutes after 8. News brought to you by Merry Maids. Temperature is currently 76. More news at 8:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Howdy, Ags. During football season, let Merry Maids help you get ready for your weekend guests. Merry Maids is America's number one residential cleaning service and has been voted best of the Brazos for the last 6 years. They're committed to cleaning your house like it was their own. A thorough, customized cleaning from a team you can trust, guaranteed. Your entire house will be spotless, and then you can relax and enjoy the game yourself. Call Merry Maids at 595-1111. That's 595-1111. Merry Maids. Relax. It's done.
Howdy, Brazos Valley. If you're looking for the best selection of bargain-priced vehicles, stop by Varsity Used in Bryan today. These vehicles move fast, so don't delay. We have all makes and models of quality pre-owned vehicles priced at $10,000 or less. Write a check or let one of our many lenders assist with financing. But you must hurry in now for the best selection. There's no better time to own a bargain-priced pre-owned vehicle from Varsity Used. Come see us at 2300 State Highway 21 in Bryan. Call 979-778-3408 or visit varsitypreowned.com.
SOS Ministries invites you to their 12th annual banquet, He Wants Them All, October 1st from 6:30 to 8 p.m.
God, if just one comes out, one just like me comes out, I dedicate my life this day. And he whispered back in my ear, and he said, JJ, I don't just want one, I want them all.
SOS Ministries, celebrating 20 years, sponsored by Galleria Day Spa and KBTX Media. Go to SaveOurStreetsMinistries.org for more information. Help us save our streets.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, it's 812. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast, it's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your own foundation, fix your foundation the right way. You don't fix your own, they'll do it for you. Give them a call at Anchor Foundation or go to their website. That's AnchorFoundationRepair.net. Let's do some weather. It's the same stuff we've been listening to.
A little change in the forecast as we head through the next couple of days. We have a broad high-pressure system stretching from Texas across the Gulf of Mexico. Continues to be relatively quiet in the tropics. Partial sun for today with highs between 90 and 95. Tonight, I think we're going to have a tendency to be partly cloudy, 75. Sun and clouds tomorrow may be a stray thunderstorm, highs near 95. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, sun and clouds, 90 to 95 on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's 8:13. It's time to play Jethro Trivia, and we got a really good prize today. So give me a call, 695-1620, 695-1620. This is a good prize. In the meantime, Jay Sokol here from the city of College Station. How are you today?
Doing well, thank you.
Jennifer Nations, the water chick, how are you?
Good morning.
Many restaurants have a policy of automatically adding 15 to 20% tips for large groups of diners. But that practice may be going the way of the dinosaur with the new rules coming out from the IRS. This is kind of interesting. The change, which goes into effect in January, reclassifies those automatic gratuities so that they're not going to show up the same way. They're not going to be. It used to be that they would just put that on there rather than figuring a tip. When restaurants add like $45 to your group's $250 bill, that amount is still considered to be a tip. The servers get all that money, and they're responsible for paying taxes on it. But when we go to this, it'll be reclassified as a service charge. So,
Really?
Yeah. I'm thinking the servers might not like that because they may have to get paid like maybe once every 2 weeks on that or once a week or something rather than actually tipping out at the end of the night.
I know somebody that deals with that, and it is a pain.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens.
Have you ever not paid attention and they had the little blank there for the additional gratuity?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Filled that out.
No, I don't do that.
Have you ever accidentally done that?
Oh, I see. Yeah. No, I don't think so.
Not realizing that the gratuity had already been added.
I write a snippy comment there.
Oh.
What kind of an idiot do you think I am?
There's a shock. All right.
Hi there. Who's this?
Randy Ailey.
How are you doing, Randy?
I'm doing great.
You calling about Jethro Trivia?
I am.
Okay. Well, here's the deal. Today I'm going to give you a special option. Now, what we've done in the past is when we have our trivia guest here, they will be playing for someone. Now, what I'm going to do is give you the option of either letting Jennifer Nations from the city of College Station play for you, or you get to play by yourself.
Let's let Jennifer take the blame.
That a boy.
Take the blame, yeah.
Okay, hold on. We're going to put you on hold, okay. And then we're going to go ahead and play Jethro Trivia. It's our oddly informative.
That was an appropriate comment.
Well, that's kind of interesting, but yeah. I thought I would give him the opportunity.
I'm sorry. I'll just apologize right now.
Up front. Okay. Here we go. Hong Kong has some of the worst pollution in the world, but city tourism officials have come up with a solution that is what? A, new restrictions on automobiles. B, portable respirators. C, Hello Kitty face masks for tourists to wear. Or D, stand in front of a picture of the Hong Kong skyline. Once again, Hong Kong has some of the worst pollution in the world. But city tourism officials have come up with a solution, which is what? Is it new restrictions on autos, portable respirators, Hello Kitty face masks for the tourists, or stand in front of a picture of the Hong Kong skyline? Bill, you'll go first.
Respirators.
Respirators. Kevin?
It's the picture of the skyline.
No. Oh, it is.
It is.
I say. Okay, Jay?
I was going to go with Hello Kitty face mask, but Kevin gave such certainty, I guess I'll go with him.
Jennifer?
I'm going to echo Jay.
Just release. Just let go. It's okay.
All right.
It's all right.
I'm just going to go for it. It's Hello Kitty face mask.
All right.
Because who doesn't like Hello Kitty?
Okay, Randy, I'm going to give you one more chance here, buddy.
She went with Hello Kitty.
She went with Hello Kitty face mask.
I think it's the respirators.
You think it's the respirators. Okay, well, you lose anyway. Thanks, Randy, for calling. No, actually, it is a skyline. It is an actual skyline of Hong Kong.
I told you.
Randy, just to make you feel good, I had a pair of tickets for first Yale concert. But, you know, what
the heck? That's mean. You didn't have to tell him what it was.
Way to go, Jennifer.
No, I gave Randy the opportunity.
Yeah,
he bailed.
I feel terrible. I'm sorry, Randy. No, I feel terrible now.
Why should you feel terrible? He went with respirators. You went with Hello Kitty face mask.
Well, you should have given him the disclaimer that I don't think I've ever won Jethro Trivia.
We had the story about Jethro Trivia beer yesterday. That was pretty frightening. Yeah, it's like
Hello Kitty beer.
Hello Kitty beer.
Jethro Trivia beer.
Yeah, it was. It's sweet. It's fruit flavored beer. Who wants fruit flavored beer?
I'm telling you, that's a wine cooler.
All right. Yeah. Anyway, because everybody does, they go there. They go to Hong Kong. They want to get a picture. The skyline's famous. The only problem is it looks awful. So what they've done is they put up backdrops throughout the city. Took a picture on a clear day, which was in 1980. And do that.
1880?
Yeah, there were that too. All right, so what's going on in the City College Station?
Let's find out from the water chick, Jennifer Nations.
All right, how are you today?
I'm good.
Okay, what are we here for then?
I'm super excited for this weekend. City of College Station, Brazos Valley Master Gardeners, and the Brazos Valley Groundwater Conservation District are partnering together with the Save 40 Water Conservation Challenge, Harvest Blue, Grow Green at the Brazos Valley Fair.
Oh, okay.
And we have a big exhibit out there. They've got information on rainwater harvesting, drip irrigation, water conservation, and we're encouraging people to take the Save 40 Challenge. It's a pledge form that you fill out, and you pledge to save at least 40 gallons of water per day, which is really easy.
Now, how much is that?
So you know, you check off things on the pledge form that you aren't already doing, like if you're letting the water run while you wash your face or brush your teeth, and you check that you'll stop doing that. If you're watering during the middle of the day, which of course nobody ever does, but if you are, check that you'll stop doing that. You know, reduce run times on your sprinkler system. It's got a whole list of things. And then it next to the measure, it has an estimated gallon saved by taking that. And then there's some prizes, some random drawings for everybody who participates in the survey. You'll get some prizes. They have one rain barrel to give away today, and then two tomorrow, and then one on Sunday.
Okay, hooking your hose up to your neighbor's spigot does not work.
No.
It absolutely works. It's just not good.
It doesn't qualify for anything.
It's not on the pledge form.
Okay. So this is an awareness thing to make people just kind of aware of their pretty easy, straightforward ways that you can be doing that.
Yeah, and we've got I really encourage everybody to come out and see the booth. We've got a big screen TV where we've got like a looping presentation of just some horrible pictures I've taken of water waste around the city. You know, it's like,
go see their loopy presentation.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Yeah, that's very
and,
good.
And, you know, we've got the pledge forms and all of the signage that we have up. It has smart tags. So if you have an Android phone, I don't understand, but it doesn't work with an iPhone. But we have flyers and handouts on water conservation, but then also you can just go up with your Android phone and scan the smart tag, and then that'll
Is that a QR code or something?
QR code,
okay,
yeah.
Right, okay.
And so I don't know why it doesn't work with the iPhone, but it does with Android. But what you know, we've got the website up there too, and you can just go snap that and be taken to the Save 40 Gallon Challenge website, and you can take the pledge online, or you can also see all the handouts that we have there. Just lots of really great stuff.
How are we doing on water usage right now?
It's really high.
Yeah, well, it's really dry out there, too.
Yeah, it's really dry, but, you know, I always say that people get a little bit over-enthusiastic about keeping their grass green this time of year. I mean, there's a lot of brown grass out there. A lot of people taking one for the team, fighting the good fight.
Are we still having that situation where that first Monday is the highest usage day?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, okay. Labor Day was really high for us. I think we did right at 26 million gallons, which is, you know, that puts us right up into our worry zone. But then it came back down. We're averaging about 24 million gallons per day. And so that's another reason I encourage people to come to the booth this weekend, because we've got lots of information and easy, simple tips. You know, people will often think, well, I've got to water every day because it's so dry out. But really, you still want to water as long as you can without runoff, and then back off, and then water again to get that water to soak in. And when you do that, you'll find that your grass can go a long time in between waterings.
Right, some smart watering. All right, very good. And the website again is?
Let's see. It's Brazos Valley Fair, and then BrazosValleyFair.com, and then BrazosMG.com.
Okay. Got it. Very
everything's
good.
Up there.
That's Jennifer Nations, the water chick from City College Station. What else we got?
Have a free family-friendly movie at Wolfpen Creek Amphitheater tonight from the City of College Station and Maroon Weekly. It is The Blind Side tonight. The Blind Side. So the gates open at 7:30. Movie starts at 8:30. There will be concessions for purchase, and as usual, no cooler is larger than 48 quarts. If it's larger than that, that's a refrigerator. if you want information about the movie tonight, or we have movies in October and December as well, that's The Goonies and The Santa Claus, cstx.gov/wolfpen.
All right, there you go. It's Jay Sokol here from the City of College Station on Fridays, and our community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company, serving your insurance needs with honesty and integrity since 1936.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VanDykeRankin.com.
The Aggie Report is next.
Hey, Aggies fans, don't miss your chance to see Coach Sumlin and the Aggies as they hit the gridiron in College Station Saturday, September 7th for a showdown with the Sam Houston State Bearcats. And you can only watch the game on pay-per-view. Call your cable or satellite provider today to get in on the action for $39.95. The Aggies are regarded as one of the best teams in the nation, and they're ready to live up to their winning ways again in 2013. Catch the Sam Houston State Bearcats and Texas A&M Aggies Saturday, September 7th. Only on pay-per-view.
Texas A&M takes on Sam Houston tomorrow night at 6. Broadcast on this radio station will start at 5. Coach Kevin Sumlin on the Bearcats.
Well, Willie Fritz is an excellent coach. 19 years a head coach. You know, you look at them the last few years, they're one of the more successful football programs in the country. Always going deep into the playoffs, you know, right there at the championship game. You know, you look back at watching the video of North Dakota State. Well, you know, we can all gauge how good North Dakota State was, because last week we saw who they beat. So a pretty good Kansas State team at home. You know, so, you know, this is a challenge for us. They're a prideful program. You know, we know what happened last year in the second half. And
Sam outscored the Aggies last year in the second half, 28-13. The Aggies take on the Bearcats at 6 tomorrow night. You'll hear the broadcast on this station at 5. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Report. If you or a loved one is considered homebound under the care of a physician and needs assistance with either skilled nursing or therapy service, call Thrive Home Healthcare. Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive services a 6-county area, accepts Medicare, and has an on-call nursing staff available 24 hours a day. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
The jobs data are in. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Job gains last month fell a little short of economist forecasts. The Labor Department says the economy created 169,000 new jobs in August. The nation's unemployment rate slipped a tenth of a percentage point to 7.3%, the lowest in 4.5 years. Economists say a lot of unemployed workers just gave up searching for new jobs. Attorneys for Google contend the company's automatic reading of Gmail is legal. They have asked a federal judge to dismiss a lawsuit that seeks to ban the practice. In what could be a precedent-setting case, plaintiffs charge Google is violating users' privacy. The case could be certified as a class action. A national media campaign is planned for later this year to introduce a new online women's clothing retailer. Bravada International says a commercial for its Viva Vuva.com will air on all major TV networks starting in November. Stock market futures are higher. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
In mid-sized companies, the left hand needs to know what the right hand is doing. When they do, business can take on a whole new rhythm, especially with IBM Smart Cloud Engage Advanced. It combines communities, web meetings, and file sharing with business-grade email in one security-rich environment, making it the smarter way to collaborate. Register now for your 60-day free trial at ibm.com/engines/engage.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's Wix.com.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
Are you an Aggie, young or old? Are you a rebel, an artist, or a free thinker? Are you single, dating, or have a family? It doesn't matter who you are, where you are on life's journey. God loves you. That's grace. Experience grace in Northgate at A&M United Methodist Church. Join us for worship on Sunday at 8:30, 9:45, and 11 a.m. All are welcome to join us as we strive to live in God's grace and share it with the world. A&M United Methodist Church. Experience grace in Northgate.
Make your football tailgates and game-watching parties sweeter this year with the Chocolate Gallery.
All season long, the Chocolate Gallery is serving football-themed cookies, tailgate desserts, and chocolates with officially licensed Texas A&M decorations.
After the game, visit the Chocolate Gallery in historic downtown Bryan to indulge in premium handmade chocolates and pastries.
Cool off with a freshly prepared gelato or fruit sorbet.
Experience the Chocolate Gallery, a new tradition in Aggieland at 211 North Main Street in downtown Bryan. Visit bcschocolategallery.com.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, September 7th, it's home insect control. Many home pests can be controlled by the homeowner. Come learn about products and strategies this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. High today, about 98 degrees. 20% chance of showers. Low tonight, around 75. And we'll have that for the next couple of days. And pop-up showers could happen at any time while we've got the heating going on. Right now, the winds are out of the northeast at 5. 85% relative humidity. Fair skies, and we're looking at 77.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer?
Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
Compounds called sirtuins may play a role in extending lifespan, but scientists have been unclear on what that role might be. Now, researchers report in the journal Cell Metabolism that mice engineered to overexpress sirtuins in brain tissue lived longer than regular mice, and longer than mice that had extra sirtuins in their bodies. The team went on to pinpoint the compound's activity in the brain's hypothalamus and studied its effects. The goal is to find a control center for aging in the brain and use it to extend lifespan. In other brain news, scientists at UC Riverside have developed a clear ceramic material they plan to use as a skull implant to create a window into the brain. That would let them use lasers to treat brain cancer without repeated surgeries. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. The temperature is 78. Details of the Brazos Valley weather follows the news. Good morning, I'm Bill Oliver. 5 years from now, the drive between College Station and Intercontinental Airport in Houston could take 1 hour. The state's Transportation Commission has approved the Aggie Expressway, the announcement made by A&M System Chancellor John Sharp.
So bringing somebody in, whether it's for football games or anything else, that's a huge thing, including people we partner with, researchers that we're bringing in, professors, you know, all kinds of people. Plus, it makes it a heck of a lot safer for our folks to travel to a large airport as opposed to the kind of traffic messes that occur on that road now and on the road to Dallas.
Sharp asked but did not receive support from the A&M Faculty Senate, where at least one member lives in Grimes County.
In the end, it's the best thing for Texas A&M, and that's my constituency, and so that's what I care most about.
The toll road would be built from Navasota parallel to Highway 105 to Plantersville, then turn south to Highway 249. Whether the A&M System Board of Regents are staying in town for tomorrow night's football game is not known, but they are holding a special meeting tomorrow morning at 10 on campus. Two building projects on the flagship campus make up the agenda for the anticipated 15-minute meeting. No details released of a proposed laboratory and research complex and the development of new student housing. A&M police have arrested a student for sexually assaulting a known acquaintance. UPD received the initial report last Sunday from a local hospital. The victim told investigators the contact took place earlier in the day in her dorm room. That led to last night's arrest of 19-year-old Shane Jasek of Georgetown. He's jailed awaiting bond to be set. Thousands will pay tribute this evening to the retired First Lady of A&M, Reveille 7, who served the university from 2001 through 2008, will be honored at a memorial service tonight at 7:30 at Reed Arena. The 12-year-old American Collie passed away May 30th, but officials decided to hold the service at the start of the fall semester. The program includes remarks from President Bowen Lofton and Student Body President Reed Joseph. Free parking around the arena is available after 5. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan greeted by a town hall meeting crowd last night that filled more than half of the Rudder High School auditorium. Online at WTAW.com, you can read the talking points as well as hear the recording. And asked when will Republican leaders in the House stand up to the Democrats, Flores says when it doesn't result in Nancy Pelosi returning as House Speaker.
When you're playing poker and you can either go all in and lose it all, or you can hold a little back and then live to fight another day. You have to make a decision. But you have to make those decisions, and you have to know, is this going to be my Alamo, or is this going to be my San Jacinto? You know, Sam Houston didn't show up at the Alamo because he was scared to fight. Sam Houston wanted to fight the winning battle at San Jacinto.
Those who attended were most interested in Flores' positions on U.S. involvement in Syria, Obamacare, and immigration reform. A federal court jury in Houston took 3 hours to decide the fate of a Bryan woman and convicted her of receiving $750,000 in fraudulent Medicaid and Medicare claims. 42-year-old Yolanda Nolan faces 65 years in prison and up to $250,000 in fines when she's sentenced in December. Prosecutors say Nolan and co-defendant Carla Parnell were involved in submitting claims from the Yellowbone Durable Medical Equipment Companies between 2003 and 2009. Parnell pleaded guilty earlier this year to receiving Social Security disability benefits while working, and Parnell testified against Nolan, who was also convicted of concealing Parnell's employment to Social Security. Arrest warrants have been issued for two men accused of the July 30th armed robbery of the Commerce National Bank on East 29th. One of them, 27-year-old Eric Portis Jr. of Calvert, eluded law enforcement in Hearn and Calvert earlier this week. Portis is also accused of a carjacking that preceded the holdup and attempting to kidnap the driver. The other suspect in the bank robbery is 42-year-old Brian Champion of Houston. Both are believed to be in the Houston area. Their pictures are on our website at WTAW.com. And multiple complaints from professional bass fishermen that they weren't paid from a tournament last year has led to the arrest of a former Bryan College Station man. The Parks and Wildlife Department says 44-year-old Michael Shane McLeod turned himself in on theft charges. McLeod, who moved to Florida, is accused of keeping money meant for prize payouts at the 2012 Big Bass Mania tournament at Lake Sam Rayburn. WTAW News Time, 25 minutes from 9. Temperature is 78. More news at noon or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
You just can't beat the American-built Toyota Tundra, the truck that's over-engineered where it matters most. Its dependability is the stuff of legend. And with great deals going on right now, there's never been a better time to own one. Yep, the Tundra's got all the qualities you want in a truck. It can take whatever you can throw at it, at the job site, and on the weekends. Tundra is more of a workhorse than a pickup, really. Always there for you when you need it. And while Tundras are built to last, this offer won't. So get to your local Toyota dealer today and drive off in your new 2013 Tundra. Complete with complimentary Toyota Care. A great deal. A great reason to come in today. Get 0 for 60 plus $2,500 on a 2013 Tundra Crewmax Special Edition for a total savings over $6,900. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states ends 9/30/13.
Texas A&M football is back at Kyle Field, and Texas A&M Transportation Services offers convenient game day parking in and around campus for $10, $15, and $20. Public pay parking lots are located near the Bonfire Memorial, Bush Library, Veterinary Medical Center, and the Central and Northside parking garages. Free shuttles run to many on-campus lots, and the Get to the Grid shuttle runs to and from Post Oak Mall. For additional game day traffic and parking information, visit transport.tamu.edu.
Hi, I'm Nora Thompson with the Bank and Trust. When it comes to building our communities, I help developers in Bryan College Station accommodate our growth. Are you ready to grow? Let's build our community together. The Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers.
Hi, I'm Ivan Olson with the Bank and Trust. Our emphasis every day is to come to work and figure out how to say yes on loans to help this community and our customers grow. We've got the best bankers in this market. Come give us a try. Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers.
It's 8:37. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
We'll change the forecast as we head through the next couple of days. We have a broad high-pressure system stretching from Texas across the Gulf of Mexico. Continues to be relatively quiet in the tropics. Partial sun for today with highs between 90 and 95. Tonight, I think we're going to have a tendency to be partly cloudy, 75. Sun and clouds tomorrow may be a stray thunderstorm, highs near 95. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, sun and clouds, 90 to 95 on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Hey, before we go any farther,
yes.
Since when did you know about QSR codes? The guy doesn't know about social media?
It's kind of in my business. I do that. It's
That just floored me. I wanted to interrupt you in the water check, but I've thought better.
No, that's okay.
Wait till now to...
And, you know, it's really interesting because people don't understand, if they stay just in America and they don't travel all over the world, that in a lot of ways we're very much in the dark ages in cell phone usage, smartphones in America.
Oh, yeah, we have some of the slowest speeds.
Right. But, I mean, features that have been available for a long, long, long time in other parts of the world are just now coming here, and QR codes is one of them. They originally used them in Europe. They put them on billboards, okay? And then people would take a picture of that, and then it would take them to a website or show a video or whatever. So, and now, obviously, you see them more here, but again, that's a discussion I had with Mr. Downs, I want to say probably 5 years ago, about these QR codes, and he looked at me like I was from another planet. And the other thing that's happening, and I don't know how fast it's going to happen here, because this is a smaller town that doesn't have a lot of pedestrian, a lot of foot traffic, but NFC, near field communication, is something that is really big in the big cities. And that is, you walk by, and let's say you walk by a chocolate shop, and they're having a special. Well, they have the ability to send a message to your phone as you walk by that tells you, and it buzzes and says, hey, there's a special in this chocolate shop. And you go, oh, my God, and you walk in and you take advantage of that.
Well, we're still trying to get around to have enough cell service to accommodate a home football game.
Right. And the other thing is, with near-field communication, what you're going to have, if you look at your credit card machines now, they have this little kind of plastic thing on top of it that has a symbol that looks like several C's, partial C's, that are beaming out would look like a speaker. And what that means is you will be able to, in time, either just make contact or pass your phone by, and you'll be able to pay your credit card charge for that purchase. And that's something like the speed tags that Mobile put out a few years ago for the gas pumps. Something like that. It's called near-field communication, and that's coming too. But so I know about some of that stuff, but if you ask me what last week's episode of Game of Thrones was about, I have no idea.
And no interest whatsoever.
And no interest whatsoever. That's right. But anyway, that kind of technology.
Thank you. Now I can enjoy my donut here.
If it's nerdy,
good morning.
He's got it.
What's up?
Hey, earlier when you were talking about the credit card thing.
About the charge, the surcharge?
Yeah, surcharge. We got a notification from our credit card vendor that we accept credit cards from that they're going to start having to withhold 28% of all sales.
What?
To turn into the Internal Revenue Service.
Because
they're not getting their money, apparently.
Could I ask what generally type of business you have?
Oh, we're in the antique business.
Okay. Wow.
But I'm curious if that's going to happen across the board at all retail establishments.
I've never heard that. That's pretty scary.
Yeah, it is.
That
very
obviously
scary.
Because I know everybody thinks if you own a business that you're rich, you know, that you have more money than you know what to do with.
I beg to differ.
And you're saying, right. And so what you're saying is they'll come in and go, oh, by the way, we go ahead and like to take 28% of your cash flow away from you. And we'll get back to you on that, right?
Right,
but
exactly.
Now, when is this supposed to happen?
Well, I don't know. My dad was filling out the information that the credit card company had asked for.
Okay.
And basically they needed, page 1 and 2 of the of his tax return.
Wow.
So that's kind of scary to think that they're going to automatically take your money.
Yeah. Well, okay. Good. I'll look into that. Thank you. Understand this, and they have hired more people at the IRS to be agents than you can ever imagine, okay? It's a tremendous number. And the reason is they're trying to close down the loopholes, close down the people who haven't paid their taxes. In cases like this, maybe decide, again, I haven't heard this, that they're going to hold or reserve 28% of your credit card charges. But this is all to fund Obamacare. The Affordable Care Act has to be funded with something. And so that's what they believe to be the fairest thing to do.
And that was one of the subjects that the congressman brought up last night about trying to close all those little loopholes by not funding all the executive orders that the president is illegally issuing.
Yeah. And there are businesses out there making money hand over fist. But you know what? For a lot of moms and pops or things like that, they don't make massive amounts of money. And for the Internal Revenue Service to come in and say that they want to hold on to, or a credit card company to come in and say, I need to hold on to this so the IRS can have it later on, that would be very disruptive to the cash flow of a whole bunch of businesses in all sorts of cities. But anyway, we'll look into that and see what we can find. Ribbon cutting, Sarah, were you saying something else, Kevin, when I took that phone call?
No.
Oh, we were just talking about that techie stuff. I got you. A ribbon cutting ceremony is set in Lubbock for the restored childhood home of one of the members of Buddy Holly's band, The Crickets. Okay. One of the members of Buddy Holly's band, The Crickets. The ribbon cutting will be for Jerry Allison's childhood home, set for today. The home where Allison and Holly wrote the song, That'll Be the Day, has undergone a $148,000 renovation. I'm guessing it probably wasn't worth that when it was built, right?
Oh, absolutely not.
It's been moved to the grounds of the Buddy Holly Center in Lubbock, which is great because you can still smell the stockyards from there, and the hometown of the legendary 1950s singer. Well, you can. I'm sorry. There are a lot of things I like about Lubbock, but then there's a lot that you're Lubbock. The Lubbock Avalanche Journal reports the drummer and the other Crickets, stand-up bass player Joe B. Maudlin and singer Sonny Curtis were in Lubbock on Thursday to share their memories. Sonny Curtis, by the way, well, the deal is that February the 2nd, 1959, of course, the day the music died, but I think Buddy Holly's birthday is this weekend as well. Sonny Curtis is the one who sang the Mary Tyler Moore song.
Yes.
Huh.
Yep, he wrote it and he sings it. So there you go.
I'll be darned.
There, a little bit of...
More to him than just young love.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're talking about autographs and paying for autographs and celebrities and all this. And then
sign me up.
Yeah, yeah. I don't get the Kardashians. I don't understand that. But they may have hit an all-new shocker. Apparently, Kourtney Kardashian, I don't know who she
is. Isn't she the youngest?
Maybe.
Yes.
Okay. So, when fans got in their cars or on a plane or whatever and headed to the Mirage Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas to catch a glimpse of Kourtney Kardashian, many hoping to get her autograph, what they did not expect was to have to pay for it. The reality star was in town to promote the Kardashian Chaos Store, and fans were originally told they would be able to purchase an item from the shop and then have Kourtney sign it. But when people arrived, it was clarified that in order for Kourtney to sign the piece of memorabilia, they had to pay $150. They had to pay $150.
Mm-hmm.
As one mom blasted, why would I pay $450 for my 28-year-old girls and myself to meet her and get a picture? I called yesterday and asked, and they said I didn't have to buy the package, but now I've drove down here, I paid for gas, and told my babies they could see her, and it's changed. I'm not a fan anymore. Well, good. I'm glad you're not. But people would do that?
I mean, yep.
Oh, I'm so scared. How many of those people that pay $150 for that haven't made the payment on their rent or utilities this month, you know?
Great question.
Just saying. 846. A blogger who goes by the name of Lazy Smurf. I like it already. Has invented the taco cleanse. After years of participating in misguided cleanses, Lazy Smurf finally has found a support group that needed to stay 100% dedicated to her strict taco diet. In the hows and whys of the taco cleanse, the blogger outlines the basics of the experiment. Pretty simple. All your meals must contain tacos.
That's a diet I can support.
Cleanse can last anywhere from a mild, that's one day, to full-blown, that's one month. Oh, and by the way, regular margaritas are recommended to
hey
supplement
now.
The meal.
As opposed to the wine-flavored beers?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, let's go with the margarita and taco cleanse.
Producer awesome. Saturday classes yeah. are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, September 7th, it's home insect control. Many home pests can be controlled by the homeowner. Come learn about products and strategies this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
When dealing with a terminal illness, it is important to have early discussions about end-of-life care. Hospice Brazos Valley has positively impacted thousands of lives with a commitment to clinical excellence and unwavering compassion. Hospice Brazos Valley assists you, your family, and physician to understand the choices you have. It isn't easy talking about end-of-life care, but together we can take the first steps. Let's start talking.
CC Creations, the largest custom screen printing and embroidery company in Texas, as well as the preferred merchandise vendor for Texas A&M Athletics. From decorated t-shirts to promotional items, embroidered golf shirts, caps, along with signs, banners, trophies, and awards. CC Creations and the Aggies have you covered. Call CC Creations 979-693-9664 or visit the website cccreationsusa.com. CC Creations, building better relationships throughout Texas for over 30 years.
12 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. We are three guys who probably know about this, but there may be some other folks out there. Rhino Records turns 40 years old next month.
That's great.
That's and cool.
A new book called Rhino Records Story, Revenge of the Music Nerds, written by the label's co-founder, Harold Bronson, tells the story of how a small record store in Los Angeles went on to start up the coolest record company ever. Rhino started releasing collections of pop, rock, and R&B, as well as homegrown novelty records. In the 1980s, Rhino began remastering and re-releasing the back catalogs of the Monkees, the Turtles, Tommy James and the Shondells, and lots of other 60s and 70s
I have
acts.
Worn out the Doobie Brothers box set.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, again, they did it, and KTEL, if you
yep.
KTEL is beautiful.
Yeah, and I remember buying a KTEL thing, and that was, years ago. And what happens is it just comes on the blue KTEL label and the red KTEL label, and they didn't really remaster them. They just put a microphone in front of a speaker and recorded them, you know? I mean, mm-hmm. the quality was horrible. Rhino went ahead and took it up to remaster these things so that they actually sound better. But anyhow, they're doing that. The late 1980s, they did that, and the book will be out in October the 22nd, the story of Rhino Records. Ben Downs joins us this morning.
General Manager.
Yeah. How are you today?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm doing fine.
Yeah, yesterday was a ginormous day in the history of Bryant College Station.
Bryant, mostly.
Yeah.
Which is good because, you know, I didn't have to be frisked by the city of College Station when I went in, but the well, just the council. Anyway, we had a great day at the Premier Cinema.
Yeah,
down there.
Yeah.
It was the opening of the big. Well, the IMAX has been open, but this was the official big thing.
Yeah,
and lots of muckety mucks from the city of Bryan were there, and BTU, and all my friends and chums, and we talked things, and then we went in. There was only one thing that was wrong with the whole thing, is I didn't win one of the door prizes.
Oh, well,
yeah.
Sorry about that.
I guess I should have said, don't you know who I am? And
really?
That card.
So now, about how many people does this
One million people.
Okay, how about at one time?
Yeah, okay. And it was big. It's like 72 feet wide and 47 or 50 feet tall, and it was pretty nice.
What did they show?
They showed, pardon me, there are two kinds. Mm-hmm. There are two formats of IMAX. One is the nature films.
Yes,
you know,
right.
we oftentimes have that discussion. You know, well, that's one curious little penguin that'll never mess with a
dugong again or whatever.
Anyway, they have the nature films, and then they have the remasters, which will include, for the 75th anniversary, The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, so they did make that tour.
They went through, and they're going to, they have remade The Wizard of Oz in IMAX 3D.
Wow.
And they showed a little preview of it last night.
Did it include the Munchkins singing the Lollipop Kid?
Yeah, it's a two-minute preview, so what are you going to do?
How about the flying monkeys?
Many flying monkeys, many colors popping, lots of skin tones that are just spectacular.
I bet.
It was, that 2 minutes was pretty good. However, I have to tell you that it did, they were showing Riddick 3D.
Oh, my.
3D after it, which is, you know, I wanted to stay.
Mm-hmm.
I, on the other hand, had brought a date. And so Lily was not going to stay for a scary movie with lifelike 3D features.
Can understand that, yeah.
It was good. It was good.
And Vin Diesel, who's lifelike, too. Not entirely, but...
Yeah.
Vin Diesel is funny. He is a... No. He, in real life, he's funny.
Oh, really?
Just a barrel of laughs, is he?
He would sit there when he was doing this... What was it? Fast and Furious 6, the one that just came out? He would sit there doing the interviews with the TV people and say, I think that we really may be talking Oscar material in some of these things here. And just stone cold face, people wouldn't know. You know, come on, he's pulling out.
Yeah,
like,
really.
Maybe he is, maybe he isn't. Yeah, but no, the IMAX is great. It's going to be a great draw.
It's one of the smallest cities in America to have one.
The smallest city
in
America.
Cool.
Do you know how they turn that thing on in the morning?
Yes,
they pull a cord until the engine catches.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. They go in and they turn that sucker on, and for over 30 minutes, it sits there and runs. They have six microphones for every sound source. You don't call them speakers. Six microphones for every sound source. and they have freaking lasers on sharks' heads or something that measures the brightness of the screen. And if it doesn't match up to what those geniuses in Montreal, say, Toronto, right. should be an IMAX experience, it won't turn on.
Wow.
Really?
Yes, it just won't come on.
That'd be quality control.
Yep.
Wow.
And it was a great... They showed the space thing. I mean, politics got in the way of my enjoyment.
Okay.
Because, as you know, I have a personal beef with NASA for screwing up the space program.
I know you did. Yeah.
But it was great. You laughed, you cried, you saw the shuttle, you know, you saw the Discovery taking off, taking stuff up there and to the space station. You saw some spectacular pictures. That, you know, that's IMAX at it stretched to its max.
Well,
it
and
is
that's
just great.
Yeah, because it goes
just
forever.
Great.
Well, there you go. Well, continuing with that, then it's time for a few TV facts about your favorite shows. Did you know that Superman is hidden in every episode of Seinfeld?
Yes.
During the third season of The Big Bang Theory, the producers became aware of a TV show called The Theorists.
I don't know any of this stuff.
Airing in the country of Belarus. There was a virtual copy of The Big Bang Theory. Legal action would have been difficult, but proved unnecessary because the stars of The Theorists all quit when they learned that their show was a ripoff. That made it easy, didn't
it?
There you go. Yeah, that's not bad. Wait, we must have said something. Yes, hello?
Yeah, good morning.
Hey.
Yeah, you know, those Canadians, they're not about to let anything go out without quality control, eh?
Hey.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello, I saw Ben there. I couldn't help but take the opportunity last night to tell him that I sure did appreciate his patience with you guys.
Yeah.
The irreverence and the ridicule and all of the hard, the stuff that y'all deliver.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I also told him that I thought that putting up with that was a good indication of the kind of management style he has, which I think contributes to that whole group being much more humorous, much more acceptable, much more fun, and that's why I listen.
Thank you so much. Okay,
it's neat of your cousin to call the show
that.
Yeah,
it really was.
Well, actually, the real management style I have is I just come in, leave the donuts, and go.
Yeah, go away before.
Go away before.
Have to make any decisions of any kind.
You know, I had a guy last night who told me, he said, Scott's not going to retire anytime soon, is he? And I said, I hope not, because that means I'll have to start getting up early in the morning. And so, you know, you got at least one listener.
All right, I got one listener
you
there.
You got one
That's
listener
good.
Who,
okay.
who likes...
Oh, well, that goes with the one Pennsylvania forest thing last night. So we have two.
Yeah, a guy who's moved in and found us. The part of Jack on Lost was written by Michael Keaton, who was intended to be killed off in the first episode.
He could do it.
Yeah.
He could have pulled that off. The other Jack was just so sincere.
That's what I thought.
You haven't seen that.
You're right. Despite the
7 years on the air, and you didn't see one episode.
Despite the fact that Married with Children had been on the air for 10 years, when Fox decided to cancel it, they didn't bother telling the cast, and Ed O'Neill found out while he was on vacation from a couple that he met.
Yes, I saw that.
An image of a gun was added to the title of The Sopranos at the HBO because they were people... People would think that it was about music.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that
makes sense.
Right.
Why wouldn't you think that?
The meth scene on Breaking Bad is actually blue rock candy, and it's eaten regularly by the stars between takes. During Hugh Laurie's audition.
That's what they say.
That's what they say. During Hugh Laurie's audition for House MD, one of the executive producers told another one, "See, that's an American guy. That's why I want him to get the part." Yeah, he didn't know.
No.
It is pretty funny watching him when he's not House.
Yeah, that's true. Well, he's
and particularly when he's playing the piano.
Oh, he's a talented fella.
If you've ever seen him do Blackadder, where it's just real shtick comedy, it's something. I mean.
And what's really scary is in 2012, over 160 baby girls were named Khaleesi, which is the character from soap opera with swords. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you don't watch that, do you?
No.
Yeah.
No, I'm still recovering from the naming practices of my children for my grandchildren.
Yes! Football season is here, and if you're into fantasy football, you'll want to hear this. When I heard this, I was shocked. There's a guy in Detroit, apparently big into fantasy football, who's won, get this, over $492,000. Damn! Yeah, he's 35 years old, and he's playing in those new one-week football leagues at FanDuel.com, where you can pick a new team any week and get immediate cash payouts. $492,000 playing fantasy football. Apparently, this is the hottest thing in fantasy football. These one-week football leagues at FanDuel.com. There's no season-long commitment. It's a brand new contest every week. And look, FanDuel is going to pay out $135 million in winnings this year. Hey, listen, I want you to get out there now, because right now, FanDuel is giving radio listeners free entry into a $5,000 fantasy football contest going down this week. Just go to FanDuel.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and use the promo code 4040. That's FANDUEL.com, promo code 4040.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW. You have a minute left, Bill. Is there anything you want to say this week that you haven't said that you have an opportunity to?
I'm through. Thank you so much for putting up with me.
Oh, no, I'm glad you were here. That was great.
The thing he wants to say most of all is just hit the snooze button.
Yeah. Yeah. On this date in history, Cal Ripken Jr. broke Lou Gehrig's record for consecutive games when he played in, remember, Ben, 2,131 games.
Yeah.
Okay, back in 19...
I had to repaint my wall from the little tick marks I was writing on it there.
Is that why...